Last Sunday, Cal ended his Sunday morning class of about a month and a half, 2 months. The study was in the Ephesians on unity. It was a good lesson. Thank you, Cal. And from what I understand, that was part one. Part two, part three is probably coming on. But I got thinking about Cal's lesson. I got thinking about unity. And it inspired me to bring much of today on unity. Now, some of you may be getting tired of hearing the subject on unity, but in that case, you can blame Cal. I don't think Cal can bring us everything we need to know on unity and with part one, part two, or part three, or even this message today. It's just a sample of what unity is. Here's some of my thoughts on unity. Unity, the state of being one or a unit, a thing forming a complex whole, the number one in mathematics, harmony, agreement in feelings or ideas or aims. Psalms 133. Verse 1, how good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. And as I was listening to Jeremy's class this morning, the law, but it kind of reflects in unity. Loving your brother as yourself. Living together in unity. One, single, individual, forming a unity, that's through Jesus and the Word of God. Ephesians 4, starting verse 1, as a prisoner of the Lord, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of being called what you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called, one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father over all, who is over all and through all. And all. Unity in the body. Unity in the body of Christ. Complex whole. A connected group of feelings and ideas that influence a person's behavior or mental attitude. What better way to influence somebody is the influence of Christ, imitating Christ's humility. Philippians 2, starting verse 1, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, they make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain concert, but in humility consider others better than yourself. Each of you should not look only to your own interests, but the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Unity. Our attitude needs to be the same as Christ. We need to imitate Christ's love. Harmony. Combining together. Agreeable. Smooth. Pleasant. 1 Peter 3, starting verse 8. Finally, all of you, live in harmony with one another. Love your brothers and be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessings, because of this you are called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and the lips from deceitful speech. He must turn from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer, and their face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Unity is living in harmony. Unity is a complex whole. Unity is one. Romans 12, starting verse 16, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low positions. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is good. Right is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take refuge, my friend, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not overcome evil by evil, but overcome evil with good. Live in harmony and peace. Colossians 3, starting verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. Unity is compassion, is kindness. Gentleness is patient. It's forgiving. Forgiveness. Pardon. Mercy. Removal of consequences of a fault. Ephesians 4:32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ, God, has forgiven you and me. Connection. Unity is a connection. Connection is joined or united. Relation, association, closeness as a thought or idea. Ephesians 4:15. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is, Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Unity is important. We can't do it by ourselves. We need each other. Like I said before, unity is one. Unity is a whole. Unity is harmony. Unity is forgiveness. Unity is a connection. I'll close with Ephesians 4 again, starting verse 6. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of being called, of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all. There is one body. There is one Spirit. One call to hope. One Lord. One faith. One baptism. One God and Father over all, who is over all and through all. Unity. Love your brother as yourself. Unity. It's a family. We are a family. That's my thoughts on unity today. There's a lot more scriptures I was wanting to come up with, and there's a lot more scriptures to come up with. But as we close today, if anyone has a need, concern, please come forward. We stand and sing this last song.